For the past 30 years, I've had the schiyah to spend the summer. Summer is with my family in a very nice, quiet bungalow colony in Monticello with the Heimische people, very Erlche people. And in the summer of Tovshin Nun Ches, before Shacharis on a Sunday morning, I was approached by a certain person who told me that if I would go to the Concord Hotel, Olav HaSholem, I'll call it Olav HaSholem, I'll explain in a minute why it's reopening, but it has a different name. I will see over there that they are liquidating the entire hotel. In the mountains, there used to be something called the Borscht Belt. They had many different hotels that made up the Borscht Belt, and due to different reasons, all of these hotels went bankrupt and closed. And there was a auction which pretty much the whole Concord Hotel was being auctioned off. You were able to go into different rooms and buy beds and furniture, dishes, lamps, whatever you can imagine, you know, not worth too much money. And somebody went to see this auction and he told me that there's one room which I would like to go see. And I went still before davening that morning to see it. And there was a very interesting room. It was the room that in the Concord Hotel was the synagogue. It still had a little piece of glass at the door that said synagogue. And in it, they were auctioning off the synagogue. And it went in. There was a guy who was showing everybody around. The first thing he showed me is that there are three choices of handyman specials. If you would like to buy a very large tool chest to keep your tools in them. And I took a better look, and one of them said Zeus Nidvas, one of them said Lili Nishmas, and out of those three tremendous tool chests, they were three Oren Kodeshes being sold. He showed me a couple of rods that you can use to hang up in the Oren Kodesh, to hang things on it. They were none other than the Asei Chaims. And in order to take it, to cover anything that you wanted, they were selling paroiches, they were selling the mentalach, they were selling the covers of the bima. All of these items were being auctioned off. And as I continued to look, there were some there were bookcases of svarim that were being auctioned off, and the bima was being auctioned off, including all the svarim. The mechitza of the Concord Hotel. I don't mean the mechitza of the pool. I mean the mechitza that was in the Beis Medrash, and all of these items, item by item, were being auctioned off, and it became a very interesting shaila. Here you have a situation where there is a bizoyan, there's a full Beis Medrash being dismantled, and there is item by item that's going to be sold. Goyim are going to use it b'derech bizoyan. Very likely that will happen. Should we at the time go and buy those items and do with those items we had no need? They were old Aron Kodeshes, they were old Paroiches, they were old Bimas, they were not items that we would have had much use from them. And should we buy them in order to keep them in the way of their proper Kedusha? So I went at that time in the Concord Hotel to a corner. And there I found a payphone. It's not that many years ago, but it was only 8 years ago, but cell phones was not something that we carried at that point, believe it or not. And I went and I called Rabbi Belsky Zalzangazin, who was in Camp Aguda, and he told me that he held that it would be a hiddur to actually buy the items, and we should do with each item what is appropriate to do with that item with a full Beis Medrash. So suddenly we had a schia, we were zayecha to a full Beis Medrash, which we're going to have to dismantle and put everything away in its proper way. And there became a tremendous shiloh. I was on the phone with him in the Concord Hotel, and we went through shiloh by shiloh, because each item costed money. These items weren't for free, and it was quite costly. And we started to go through each item, what al pi halacha there would be a chiyuv to be goynes, what al pi halacha there's not a chiyuv to be misnayeg b'kedusha. And I want to go through the sugya a little bit. So we started off the sugya. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in the Masechta Shabbos, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzin Lifnei Adleika. If there's a fire on Shabbos, then you are allowed to go. And even if in a certain way there's a certain bizoyin for Shabbos, you're allowed to go and be matzil these Kisvei HaKodesh, because there's a chiv on a person not to let Kisvei HaKodesh get burnt. And the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Hei is gepaskin that a sefer Torah shebola, a sefer Torah that gets rubbed out. So what do? Toin gniza, you need to put it into gniza. You need to bury it b'kli cheres. You have to first put it into a kli cheres, because there's an Indian in a sefer Torah l'man yam d'yom rabim. Even after you bury it, it should remain as long as possible, and it should also be put b'keva talmud chacham. And the poskim discuss what exactly a talmud chacham is called. Legaba this inyan. But the point is, one thing is clear: if a person has a sefer Torah and the sefer Torah has to be put into Sheamus, the person has a chiyuv to take the sefer Torah and put it into Sheamus in a way that's the most covered for the sefer Torah. And the Binyan Siyan has a tshuva in Siman Tzadik Zayin. He brings down from the Sefer Chassidim that there's a minig to be, rather than burying it, if they had, you go on Eretz Yisrael, you see in certain old Bat Midrashim, they actually have this. They had a separate Orin Kodesh that they used to put. And it's interesting, you go in the old shuls, for example, in Sfas, you see three Orin Kodeshes. One was the Orin Kodesh for the Ashkenaz Forum, one was for the Sfadish Forum, or for Tanakh. But there are certain places where you see there was an Orin Kodesh where they kept one that was for old Sifrei Torah, where they went and they made a simen. They put the gartel on the outside in order, this brought down already in the Mechsalazah writes in the Tshuva, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Beis, that you should take the Sefer Torah, you should put the gartel on the outside, and by putting the gartel on the outside, what will happen is people will know not to use it, and they used to take out these Sefer Torahs on Simchas Torah. They held that rather than burying it, if you can keep it around the Besmedesh, it's even a greater covered for the Sefer Torah. But the point is, one thing is clear, that a Sefer Torah has in itself a tremendous Kedusha, and there are halachas how to take a Sefer Torah, and it's not something that Chalila you're allowed to dispose. You have to go and take a Sefer Torah and give it a tremendous covered till the covered ha'achroim. This is the whole discussion that the Paiskim say, that it should be a keli which can last for the longest amount of time, whatever the keli is. But Bezman Hazeh, it's lav dafka klicheres today. But the point is that a lot of times they don't even put it up, they don't even bury it. What they do is they put it away in a place where there's a tremendous amount of kedusha.
They bury it Bezman Hazeh. They stick it into anything, or they just put it into the ground?
If they would bury it, they would have a chiv. As they're burying it, it should be able to last for the longest amount of time. But the truth is for him right, that there will be a greater hiddah to keep it around in the besmedrish, then it would last even longer than interring it into the ground with being wrapped in any type of material. Lamaisa, if you continue there in the Shulchan Aruch, it happens to be there we had no shailas whatsoever of actual Sefer Torahs. The Sefer Torahs were taken away. They were obviously very valuable, so that was not our issue over there. But Lamaisa, if you continue in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that not only do you have to be goinis a chefsa shel kedusha, but also something which is tashmishe kedusha. Now this is very important to get these halachas straight, because this is what's going to be able to paskin our shail over here. There is tashmish kedusha, and there is tashmish de tashmish of kedusha. Tashmish kedusha, you have a chiv to be goinis. Tashmish de tashmish, you don't have to be goinis. And then we're going to discuss a third area, which is a chefetz shel mitzvah. A chefetz shel mitzvah, you don't have to be going. This will be an example of a chefetz shel mitzvah, a luliv, right? After you finish using a luliv, tzitzis, after you finish using the tzitzis. We'll discuss these halachas as we go along in this shir. But lemaisa, the halacha is that a tashmish kedusha, you also mechuyev to go and be goinis. Now, what is described as a tashmish kedusha? So the place can bring down two dinim in what's called a tashmish kedusha. Either a tashmish kedusha is something that's mishamish the kedusha, which means sort of touching, it's mamish mishamish it. For example, a mental on a sefer Torah is the tashmish kedusha. The atzei chayim on the sefer Torah is the tashmish kedusha. Or a dama which is osi lenoi, something that is made to beautify, even if it doesn't actually touch it. But if it's clearly made to beautify the Sefer Torah, for example, the tzitz on the Sefer Torah or the keser on the Sefer Torah, which is made to beautify the Sefer Torah, there, even if it doesn't actually touch the Sefer Torah, it still has a halacha of a tashmish kedusha. Now, so therefore, the Atzei Chaim, there was no question about it. We had to go and be going to the Atzei Chaims that we found. The Me'il on the Sefer Torah, the Mentala, we also had to be going to. The Gartel on the Sefer Torah, we had to be going to. No. For that, we'll discuss that in a second. There's a big machloikis between the Mogen Avram and the Pri Megodim. The Mogen Avram says that even a Tashmish Kedusha, very good that you pointed this out, the Magen Avraham brings down that even a Tashmish Kedusha, you also have to be goinus with certain halachas, bekeva tamat chochem, lemaiser pri megodim paskins. Not that way. He says it's enough to do kvura, and you can do a regular kvura. So when you'll have svarim, like an old chumash, which is a kisvei akoidish, for example, kisvei akoidish, shet Magen Avraham, you're not mechuyev to do all of those halachas like by Kedusha Atzma. That's a cooler by the way, for Shemus, by Kisvei HaKodesh. Rav Bigzachor Lavrocha said that if a person had a very large amount of Shemus, he can go, and when he sees somebody building a house, he can throw it in by the foundation. As the Rav Vik held it, when you have to bury regular Svarim, you pascha like the Prima Godim, you don't have to be machma on all those chumis that by Adavish al Kedusha Atzma. So for other Inyonim, you don't have to have this chumra. But Lamaisa, they went, and the things which adorn the Sefer Torah, the Keshite Sefer Torah, Avada Osulinoi, and you have a Chiyah. But that's not a big deal. To get a mental and to get those items are quite simple to bury. They're small, it's not a big issue. Now the issue came, firstly we have an Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh is not a small chepetz. The Aron Kodesh is quite a large chepetz. So what do you do with the Aron Kodesh itself? So the halacha is clear that the Aron Kodesh is a Tashmish Kedusha. And the question is, why is the Aron Kodesh a Tashmish Kedusha? So Bapashas and Shulchan Aruch has brought down that the Aron Kodesh is in Kufman Dalet Siv Gimel, that it's a Tashmish Kedusha because the Aron Kodesh itself is something which is beautifying the Sefer Torah. So therefore it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. How about you have a certain kir, you have a certain corner in the Beis HaMedrash that they made into a shmira for the Sefer Torah, and they put a peroichas over it. So if you take apart the Beis HaMedrash, those stones don't have a din of Kedushas Aron Kodesh. Or if it's done for shmira mamish, not lekavoit, then also the halacha would be that it does not have a din of Tashmish Kedusha. Therefore, I once asked Raivelsky about a safe. If you have a safe for the Aron Kodesh, and a shul wants to get a larger safe, so you're not mechuyev to be goines the safe, because the safe is not really covered HaSefer Torah, but rather what the safe is there for is for shmira for the Sefer Torah. So there, I'll tell you, I want to get to that in a second, because if it's an art paiskim that say that a peroiches, for example, is not considered Tashmish Kedusha, and because number one doesn't touch the Sefer Torah, and then they discuss, it's made for Kavod HaSefer, so what they say is that it's like in a separate reshus. It's not in the actual, in other words, if you have something in the room, there's a beautiful picture that adorns for the Sefer Torah, that's not going to be considered a Tashmish Kedusha. So Elach HaNama, once it's outside the Sefer, but if the Sefer is inside the Aron Kodesh, and that's Mamish the Aron Kodesh, and rather inside that you have a shmira, l'chayr, the adornment on the outside, l'chayr, 100% is considered Tashmish Kedusha.
Well, it can't work out, because the outside you're saying is, sorry, the inside, you can't see it, so it can't be light. And the outside you're saying is too far out, it's almost just. So either way, you're not
going to... It's a cooler. But l'mayse, what said in Shulchan Aruch is that the basic Aron Kodesh, there's no question a person has to be going as a basic Aron Kodesh. The inside for sure. We're talking about when there was no safe.
That's not what I'm doing.
We'll get in a second. When there's a safe, it's a new question. But when there's a regular Aron Kodesh that's done for a noi, for the Aron Kodesh, then there's no question you have a chiyuv to be goines the Aron Kodesh. There's an interesting, by the way, there's a tshuva. It's not, the emphasis is I have a shtickle shaylon, because the tshuva in Chasam Sofer in Chelek Vav Simen Yud, he brings another reason why the Aron Kodesh has to be buried. And the reason is because the Aron Kodesh itself sometimes has in it he says sometimes the Sefer Torah is there, and the Me'il rides up, he says. And what happens is that as that happens, it ends up sometimes the Sefer Torah lies on the actual Oren Kodesh, which is an interesting Ka'ora, which it could be that a lot of times you have to be a little bit more machma because of this reason. Now, a lot of times you have a shul where they build an Oren Kodesh and they build it intentionally in order to eventually get a nicer Oren Kodesh, which that's an Oren Kodesh which is made on the Tanai, and when it's made in the Tanai, a person for sure has a right to use it afterwards for a svarim shank or for something else. Now we see there are a lot of halachas that since we are entitled to make certain tanoim in the Oren Kodesh, and more than that, there's a halacha called Lev Bezen Masna. So where do you see those halachas? So for example, if you notice on different times when they take all these svarim out of the Oren Kodesh, right? Like on Simchas Torah, so there's a meaning in certain shuls that they go and they take into the Oren Kodesh, they put a lecht. So the Mechzalah as a tshuva, he says, "Ma'echatei." So, how you allowed to go and put a lech inside the Aron Kodesh? So he says that it was made on a tnai, leiv bezin masna. Others want to bring down. That's the reason why people have a minig that after on a Shana Rabbah they put the hashanas on top of the Aron Kodesh. He says again, how you allowed to go and put a hashanas, which is not a davar shepedusha on Aron Kodesh, which has a chiyuv of a tashmish kedusha? And they say the same teretz that is like a leiv bezin masna, that when they build the Aron Kodesh, it's built with such a tnai. Others say that the person who makes the Aron Kodesh should say so likatchila. But in any event, the Aron Kodeshes that were there clearly had to have geniza. They had to be buried. It was an interesting chiddush Rybelski said at the time. He said, and it's an ashir b'fayatzmai, some say that you have to bury the Aron Kodesh whole. He held you're allowed to dismantle the Aron Kodesh before you buried it, which ended up saving us quite a bit of money. Now the bima is an interesting question itself, because the bima itself, the mechaber brings down that Yitaka have to be going as the bima, and the Sharetzion asks, he doesn't understand why, because there is on top of the bima there is a cover. So the cover is the tashmish kedusha for the Sefer Torah, and if that's the case, the bima should be a tashmish de tashmish. And the Sharetzion, he brings down an interesting svara, and he says that once in a while the what's the speak to our gabbah, this happens by us. Now we have clips on the bima by us in this marriage, so it doesn't happen. That once in a while the cover rides down, and if the cover rides down, the Sefer Torah. Well, before you have the plastic, that does happen. Lamaisa the paiskim mitzvah, because it's not so clear. It's a little bit still very schwer, because the fact is that even if that happens, it's only something that happens by kroy. And when something happens by kroy, the paiskim say with berach klal you're not mechuyev. So that's a tumla of its own. But lamaisa the bima is brought down, you also have to be going. It's what? Oh, so I saw that the Svadish place can say that their bima might have, no, their bima also might have a different...
their bima does not have any, it's just a piece of wood.
That's what it's carpet.
Yeah, but I want to tell you something else, which is also different. I looked into this. Their Aron Kodesh also has a peroiches, and their peroiches is on the inside, rather than on the outside. So it could be their peroiches is more chomedic than our peroiches. Their peroiches on the inside of the Aron Kodesh. And just to finish off this topic, because I want to get to Seamus itself, the Svarim Shanks itself, the price you can bring down, you don't have to do Geniza. And the reason why you don't have to do Geniza on the Svarim Shanks itself is because the Svarim Shanks itself, the Svarim is a shiloh what the din with Svarim actually is, printed matter, which for Pashas, we usually machmet to be going as printed matter, but a lot of price can say that the book covers are considered the Tashmish Kedusha, and the Svarim Shanks are considered the Tashmish de Tashmish. And they say it's not considered Lenoy, it's considered Shmira, so therefore that's not considered a problem. The Mechitza, don't worry, the Mechitza is not considered Davish Kedusha, you don't have to be going to sit. And we just had a Mari de Gesiat Shmaya by the story. We came back in the morning, we went to the we went to see it, then we went back to the davening in the shul, and by davening in the shul, the word got out about what we were doing, and the word spread, and people came over. They wanted to have a chelik in this mitzvah. They never had a chelik in the mitzvah of Genizas Kisvei V'Sifrei HaKodesh, and people contributed money. And then afterwards, we called the Chevra Kedisha, which went and took care of the items in the proper covet. And at the end of the day, the Chevra Kedisha gave us the bill. The person at the auction gave us his bill, and it turned out that, to the penny, the amount of money that people happened to have donated in the morning was the amount of money that actually went to the that covered all the expenses. So it was just a maridik siyad shmaya and a chizik that we, Baruch Hashem, was able to do the right thing. But it was just, it was an amazing thing how in one situation, we were able to have kamat all the shailas that are in Kuf Nun Dalet just came up in one situation. But I want to get more into the halachas of Sheamus, the present problem of Sheamus, which is a very negating issue. I understand that somebody went and sent out the message to the shul that there's a problem, growing problem with Sheamus. He asked, what growing problem with Sheamus? I want to tell you, there's a tremendous growing problem with Sheamus, because the Netziv already writes that in his times that there's such a terrible problem with Sheamus. The Netziv says that when, you should know, he says that when they remove Sheamus from the area and they bury them, on that day he makes a tremendous yontiv, because there's such a bizoyin in Kisvei HaKodesh and the way people are treating them, that it's such a schia for the oilam that there's no more Sheamus around. That's what the Netziv writes. Shvus Yaakov, when he became Rav in Mitz, he writes he has such a problem with Sheamus, he doesn't know what to do. He says all the attics in the shul and all the areas where they can store it, it's already totally full, and he doesn't know what to do. And we'll see soon the Shvus Yaakov considered being matter to burn the Sheamus rather than giving people the ability to be mezalzel in Sheamus. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, he says that Bezman Hazeh, he says he doesn't understand what's with people. Okay, and he starts to discuss this. Rav Moshe says it's one of the longest Tshuvas in English Moshe. Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, I don't understand, he says. People take Siddurim. You take a Siddur, and what happens? You have in one Siddur, weekday davening, Shabbos davening, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Benching. He says, if we went and we made separate Siddurim, one Siddur for davening for Shabbos. So what will happen is people will only use the Siddur of davening for Shabbos on Shabbos, and that Siddur will not get ruined, because you only use it a seventh of the time, and it'll last for 100 years, so you won't have any Sheamus from that point. And the regular Siddur will be used much less, right? Because it'll only be used 6 days a week rather than 7 days a week. And every time you bench, you want to take out the siddur, you'll save the bencher. So the bencher will last longer and the siddur will last longer.
That's funny. They have to burn everything.
They'll burn everything, but it's just going to keep. But you'll have so much left. But you have to read it. Ramesha writes it. And Ramesha says, stencils, he says, the children, the parents sent home from yeshiva stencils. He says, what are we going to do with all those stencils? He says, they're so much Sheamus that it's created. Then Ramesha finishes the tshuva. He says, listen, he says, printing is so cheap to do, and that's why everybody is doing it. He says, what can I do? He says, the Matzias says, this is what's being done, and once this is being done, I have to come up with a tshuva, how to deal with it. But it goes much further than that. Today we have newspaper articles. The newspaper is today, which is gewaldic, they're full with different Torah. But what do you do after you finish the newspaper? You have to put it in Sheamus. The Chazon Ish writes in the Igeris, in Ois Kuf Pei Gimel, he says, number one, he says that different Torah doesn't belong in the newspaper. Obviously today is Eis Lahas Hashem, Eferi Torah Sechad. The Gedolim felt differently today. But he felt it doesn't belong there. He says, eventually the newspaper is going to become a butter holder. I don't know exactly how the Chazon Ish dealt with newspapers after he finished it there. But he says, it's going to be a bizarre atayra. He says, you're putting your divitayra in the newspapers. And it goes much further than that. We have today invitations. The invitations have psukim on them. We have today invitations that are written in Ksav Ashiris. And it's oyin v'noyra, the amount of shailas that actually come up with. And you see signs. The Atzola puts up a sign, Kalamatzel Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael Ki'ili Ki'im Oilim Mole. I know it's a phrase that's coined for Atzola. It's also a Mishnah Sanhedrin. When they put it up, and then it gets all torn down and thrown into the garbage. So what do we do with all these halachas? I want to be magnan. The Gemara says in Masechtas Makis, Daf Chav Dalet, Abet Avdin es kol hamekoymes. Right. So what does the pasuk say? But leisasin kein l'Hashem alekecha. The Sifri says that it's an azhora lemoichik es Hashem. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisoy de'Atayra Perikei Halacha Aleph paskins that it's. Let's say for Torah Shebola, you have a chiv to be going to said, like we said. The same thing if you have any paper that has on it the Shem Hashem, and Shulchan Aruch has brought down seven Shemus of Hashem that could be the Shem of Hashem. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Tezvov that when it comes to be matzal b'fnei Adleika, he had been Kisvei HaKodesh, which means Svarim, and the Gemara adds on, even they had a Targum Iyev, which was written in Targum, and there was a Shaila that maybe you didn't have to be going to said, and the reason was that you don't have to be going to said was because they had no right to write the Torah in a different language. But Soif Kol Soif, it's also Gepaskin that also had a din of Kedusha, and we have a chiyuv to be going to sit. The Rambam says that if somebody goes and he's moichik the shame, or he's moichik a Sefer Torah, or if he goes and he doesn't take care of them properly, he gets Malkus. And if somebody goes by Shas for him, he gets Makus Madus Midrabanan. And don't think that's a consolation, because Makus Madus Midrabanan usually hurts more than Malkus, because there it's Koif Nois Hashirah Mirois, right? Okay, so in any event, Lamaisa, so there's a very big issue. Enachanamas svarim, people go and they put into Seamus. But what do we do, Taka, with all of these other items? Comes Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim in that tshuva in Chelik Dalat Siman Lamates, and Rav Moshe says a gewaldige chiddush lahalocha. And Rav Moshe's chiddush is as follows. He says, let's understand. He says, originally they only printed Torah Shebiksav. Then they came, they started to also print Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh was Al Tzeis Lasa. People had to learn Bal Peh, so they printed Torah Shebal Peh. But if not for that, they never went and printed Torah Shebal Peh. Is Ramay Shem Machadish. When do you need to? When does Torah Shebal Peh have a kedusha? It only has a kedusha as long as it can serve some use. What happens if the Torah Shebal Peh used up its use already? Which means you can't use it because it became Seamus. It's Bola, right? And all this. A better print now, and that print is not usable. So Rav Moshe wants to be mechadish that in that case it does not have a din of Seamus whatsoever. A chiddush nifla from Rav Moshe. I'm referring specifically to a sefer. Specifically to a sefer that gets ruined and you can't use it anymore, doesn't have a din of kedusha anymore. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Now, Rav Moshe says you don't have a right on your own to go and be ma'abed that sefer. Rav Moshe says, what you're allowed to do in such a case is you can leave it put away by the garbage, which means you're not going to be ma'abed it yourself. You're only going to be a goyrim, and the goy is going to go and afterwards be ma'abed it. Now I want to tell you very clearly, Rav Moshe has a tremendous amount of tshuvas where he writes that by something which is kedusha atzma, you have no right to be a goyrim for somebody else to ruin it. Ad kedei kach, that Rav Moshe has the famous tshuva which he answered to Rav Gifted. It was a major machloikis. There was a situation where there was somebody had a certain disease. That this disease, you had to be locked up in a room, you had to be isolated, and you weren't allowed to come in contact with any people whatsoever. And afterwards, what happened was, when the person died, or if the person was cured, they took every chayfas the person had and burnt it. And the person could have been in isolation for a couple of years. So this chayla, they sent a letter to Rav Moshe, are you allowed to go and bring in tefillin for the chayla? Because eventually, after he either dies or he has a refuah, what's going to happen is, his tefillin is going to get burnt. Because everything that goes in there must be burnt. And Rav Moshe asked that this person is not allowed to bring tefillin in to wear, and he should go the rest of his life without wearing tefillin as long as he's in there, just not to be goyrim, to burn kisvei HaKodesh. But Rav Moshe held a chiddush that by Seamus the halacha is differently. Lemaisa, Rav Moshe concludes the tshuva that I'll only be soimachan this if a whole bunch of rabbanim are maskim and a rabbanim from the Eda Charedis, and he has a whole list of rabbanim that should be maskim. Now you never see any other tshuvas of other rabbanim that are maskim, and you never see in practice that the rabbanim should actually be soimach on this tshuva of Rav Moshe. So it's good to know this tshuva as a sniff lahatir, but lemaisa in practicality, nobody uses this tshuva. Rav Moshe himself, I heard from his Talmidim, did not actually paskin leheta, that people should assume that once Kisvei HaKodesh has no use, you can be soimach that he said it's Torah Shebal Peh, that it's mutter. Now, the next way to go look for a heta is kedai to see a tshuva in the Shvis Yaakov and Chela Gimel Simon Reshut Beis. He had a lot of Seamus. First he was in Prague, then he was Rav in Metz, and he writes over there how terrible the Seamus problem became. Then he says that in his situation he held that it was kedai to burn the Seamus, he writes. Now why did he say it was kedai to burn the Seamus? He says it was such a bizoyan for the Seamus where he was. People were stepping on them, they were falling, and they were being in such a matzav of bizoyan. He held that even though it's evil to burn them, but the worst of two evils is to leave them around. As I state in the Shvus Yaakov. And he brings a raya from Shaul. He says it's a terrible thing for a person to commit suicide. He says, but even though it's a terrible thing for a person to commit suicide, he says, Shaul went and he had a headache to commit suicide, because it would have been even worse if the plishtim would have caught him and been mitzara him. So the better thing to do, he says, ad kedei kach, kedusha of Seamus is so great, let's go and burn the Seamus, he says, in order not to have any issues with people being mevaza Seamus. This is a very famous tshuva, the Knes Sicheskel, Yeridei Simla Mazayan, is choylik on him. The Knes Sicheskel screams very strongly that it's absolutely, you're not allowed to burn it, and he brings down that the story there by Shaul was a totally different story. He brings down from the Arizal that Shaul did not want that the Goyim should go and continue with the war with the Plishtim, because then in order to save the Melech, many more people would have to get involved to save Shaul, and Shaul thought he would die anyways, and therefore why should the other Yidden die? So there was much more to it. Lemaisa, based on this Shuva of the Shvus Yaakov, there are certain Shuvasvarim that want to be Mekel by Svarim and Vermoisha too, by the way. Of course, it's not talking about any Sefer that has the shame of Hashem. They say that a Yoist, that there's no shame of Hashem there, and they want to say if it's going to become to a Derech Bizoyin, then it's better off that you shouldn't have the problem with the Shemus around. The Shuvah Mechas Yitzchak Chelik Yud Ches Simen Yud Ches, that Taka says that maybe by a newspaper will be such a Bizoyin of them lying around, you're better off throwing them in the garbage. L'maisa, there's one Shuvah Sefer which is written, that's also a very long Shuvah, that's the Ayin Yitzchak, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan of Kovna in Arachayim Simen Hei Vav Zayin, and there he comes up with a Mahalach, which this Mahalach seems to be is the Mahalach which is mostly Shavu'ah Chol Nefesh. Not everybody's Soymach on this, but after those points that I said till now, which Be'etzem were not usually Soymach on, the Bishul Chanan comes up with the following idea. He dealt there with something called Karektin. Karektin was the was when they, every time they made a Sefer, the problem was when they made a Sefer, so they had scrap paper. The Shaila was what to do with all the scrap paper. It even came out that in one place the Goyim were taking it and they were reusing the Svarim as Kinuch Beis Hakiseh. It became Amish into a Moridig Bizoyim. So he says as follows, he comes up with a Moridig Chiddush. His Chiddush is that when it comes to Svarim, you have to be Mechavin to make it into a Dovah Shebekdusha. If you're not Mechavin to make it into a Dovah Shebekdusha, it's not considered a Dovah Shebekdusha Bechlal. There's a famous Shuvah Nigris Moshe, Yerdei Chelik Beis Sivan Kuflam Zayin, that he says that a Sefer that's printed by a missionary, the Halacha is, if it says in the things which are not Kohagin, Avada, you should burn it. But he says that if a Sefer is printed by a missionary or by a certain organization that's affiliated with them, Rav Moshe held Be'etzem that Sefer, you're allowed to go and burn that Sefer, that Sefer has no Kedusha. Now, even though there's a Moridig Pilpul in the saying of the Maramshik, it's held that it was very Shver, because if the missionary is the one who commissions the printing press to print it, and the printing press itself ends up being an El Chayid, it's not so Poshut. That's why the Gedolim had a Moridig Pilpul in the Shaila. But Be'etzem, if you have a Sefer, which this Sefer, when it's printed, is printed by a person who is an Inchad Leimali, Bepashtis, the Sefer doesn't get any Kedusha. Zog, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, let's take this a step further. If you have a Sefer, when you print a Sefer, you make a Tanai that this Sefer shouldn't have any Kedusha whatsoever. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan held that kind of situation, the Sefer itself has no Kedusha. So the Dayan Weiss, the Mechas Yitzchak and Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud Ches, Ois Yud Tes, wants to take this a step further. And he says, when you have a newspaper, that the newspaper itself was printed, and when it was printed, everybody knows klor that you're going to throw it in the garbage, because nobody saves newspaper from 1942. So if that's the case, if you know it's going to happen, so it's like it's printed out tonight, and therefore you do not have to go and keep it as Shemus Mamish. Now, L'choira, the same thing would apply, cite the newspapers, it would also apply to there's a lashon meishiv dava yerdei chelik beis simen pei that by this in yonim of a itayin he says it's keili hisna befeirish. That's what he writes. A similar lashon. Now, so therefore lechoira, you can technically say that the newspapers and the invitations and the pamphlets and the stencils and copies that people make are intended to go in the garbage because nobody's going to keep them. However, they all add on a tanai, and the Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan adds on a tanai. And Hilchos Tzitzis in Simon Chafalov it says that tzitzit itself has no kedusha. But even though tzitzit itself has no kedusha, you can't dispose of it in a derech bizoyin. The Maril says it's like a tchila. You're allowed. Al pi halacha yinam chuyev. I'm not talking about the beggar. I'm talking about these strings. This, the beggar itself doesn't have kedusha. But the strings itself is a chefse shel mitzvah. Chefse shel mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to bury it. That's the halacha. However, the Ramah brings down from the Maril that you should not be noyig with it, but derech bizoyin. Therefore, what should you do with it? You should take it and put it in a bag very nicely and put it in the garbage. Let the guy dispose of it, but don't let it get mixed with all the garbage. Leave it in a more bekavadiga oifen. So now, therefore, lechoira, if when it comes, a person has an invitation, where the invitation has three words of a pasuk, if a person has a certain stencil, if a person would go and put it in a bag and seal it nicely and put it in the recycling and put it in a way where it does not get put away b'derech bizoyin. I'm not talking about a seva. Seva should go into Shemus. But if it's one of those, all those items that contribute to the tremendous Shemus problem, all these different pamphlets, and you take that item and you put it away b'derech covered, and you're not ma'abed b'yadayim yourself. You put it away that some, that a guy should be ma'abed b'yadayim. L'cha'oira, there's very strong makom to be soymech that is mutan. I want to tell you about a newspaper's asur in machmir, because they taina that you have to go and take the newspaper and separate it, because you cannot go and be going as kisvei hakodesh together with other ksavim, because it's a bizoyin to the kisvei hakodesh. So the truth is, the best thing would be if you have a newspaper where the articles are separate, that would definitely be the most appropriate, right? Where the articles are separate. Rav Moshe writes himself that when he had invitations, if it had a pasuk, he used to cut it out and put in Shemus, but he writes that is only l'chumra. So l'maisa, there's clearly what to be soymech on by all these different pamphlets to put it away b'derech covered, and let somebody else go and be ma'abedit, let a goy be ma'abedit, only be a goyrim, not yourself. I just want to finish a few quick topics. A gartel itself, a gartel that somebody wore is a chavis shal mitzvah that clearly doesn't have a kedusha. A kittel, even though while you're wearing a kittel you can't go into the bathroom, it's brought down, but a kittel itself also doesn't have a din of kedusha. A tefillin batel, you should be machman. The reason is that even though the batim itself cover and it's only a tashmish, it could be it's made lanoi, but besides the fact that it's definitely made lanoi, the ritzus itself are a tashmish is brought down. Okay, the ritzus are a tashmish. I'm sorry.